The law stipulates marijuana be tested to determine its level of THC, the chemical that causes a high. If it's below 0.3%, it's legally considered hemp, a product that is now allowed under the new law. If the THC is above that level, it's marijuana, and laws against possession of it could still be enforced. But some cities, like Columbus, say testing the level of THC is too expensive for misdemeanor possession offenses, and drug dogs are often not able to distinguish the difference between pot and hemp. Ohio House Speaker Larry Householder isn't buying those arguments.
That was a political situation by the city of Columbus because they don't want to abide by the marijuana laws we have in the state of Ohio. I don't think there's any question about that.
Democratic Columbus City Attorney Zach Klein says the city's decision to temporarily stop prosecuting people for small amounts of personal marijuana, a misdemeanor offense, is not political. He says it's practical and applies to all parts of Ohio.
Clearly, in the short term, without having the appropriate testing, no one, whether it's the city of Columbus or any other 88 counties, can prosecute a marijuana case as a result of this bill.
Republican Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost sees it this way.
The fact of the matter is a prosecutor can't take a case to court without having the lab tests that show that it's got a prohibited level of THC.
That being said, Yost is quick to point out the hemp law hasn't rendered personal marijuana use legal.
You cannot get arrested for it under Ohio law. Now, you can't get a $150 fine, and there's collateral sanctions, so I'm not encouraging people to do that. But the notion that we've got people in jail because they had one marijuana cigarette in their pocket, they had a joint in their pocket when they got stopped for a traffic citation, just isn't true.
Yost says cities can use private testing labs to test marijuana if they want. And he says there are new machines installed at BCI facilities in Richfield and London that can test the level of marijuana. Another is planned at Bowling Green. Those will be widely available by the first of the year. Yost says cities that want to prosecute for marijuana-related crime can eventually use that equipment, but they need to pay for it if the crime isn't serious enough to warrant jail time. And cities will have the option of purchasing their own equipment. But Klein says the cost of prosecution now and in the future is the key issue here.
You know, when the city of Columbus City Council passes a law that essentially makes it a fine, a $10 fine for possessing marijuana, and a new piece of equipment costs $250,000, we have to have the practical conversation as of a cost-benefit analysis of should we spend $250,000 for a $10 fine.
Klein says it's important to note drug traffickers or those driving under the influence of drugs will be prosecuted now and in the future. Yost says state testing labs will also give higher priority to testing marijuana for those more serious crimes. And he says $50,000 is being made available in grant money to help police agencies with the cost of testing and prosecuting marijuana crimes. But Householder says the notion that this conversation is happening now as the new hemp law is implemented is aggravating lawmakers like him who supported it.
It's extremely frustrating. I just can't believe it happened. It's the most bizarre thing I think I have ever seen in my time in the legislature where, you know, you can go through a process of 14 weeks that a bill is out there and everybody knew this bill was moving and we were looking for controversial issues to help us, you know, make decisions and we found none.
Klein says Columbus didn't testify against the bill because farmers actually need the opportunity to grow and market hemp and we're at a competitive disadvantage without it. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.